Richard, WB9, Charlie, Sierra, Papa, this is K1, FYD. Name here is Jack, and yes, I'm in Pittston, Maine, which is about 13 or 14 miles southwest of Augusta, the capital. And it's a little chilly here today, and I was outside for a little while, and I can't get my motorcycle started. I was going to take a little ride today, but I put in a new battery, and I don't know what I did. I must have broke a wire somewhere, so I was out there working on it. So anyway, my favorite radio of all time, I think, was the very first radio that I made a voice contact on, and that was a 6-meter Goody box, like a Quonset, I can't remember the name of it, but maybe some people remember the old Quonsets. And that was my first one, and that was back in 1963. Later, though, a radio, you know, when I was up on the HF bands, was my National NCX5. It put out 200 watts, and, you know, it was all analog, and, you know, it was quite a little process to tune it up, you know, and I remember sometimes when my, and I didn't have a whole lot of money when I got it, I bought it used, but it was the radio that I really wanted, and I got it later, you know, when I, my, you know, I when I was a kid, I didn't have a whole lot of money, so, anyway, so, and I had a lot of wire antennas, and I used to have to, in a hurry, wrap toilet paper coils and try and bring the SWR down. But I worked a lot of stations with that radio all over the world, you know, South Pole, and, oh boy, I really had fun with it. Spent a lot of nights where I should have gone to bed at midnight. I was up on the radio when I should have been sleeping. I'd be on there until my son grew up. So anyway, name here is Jack. QTH is in Pittston, and I'm back. This is my second time on this net, and I'm sorry I missed it the last time. I think it's kind of fun. Back to you, Richard.